Moncrief on News Talk.
Yet another reason to throw your digital devices in the bin. It's called malvertising. It looks like an advert, but it could destroy your device. Jess Kelly is here to explain. Jess.
Yeah. Just throw out the devices.
I know, you just can't trust anything now. So is it even too general a question to say, is it adverts for particular kinds of things?
It's everything and anything. And the scary thing is that the people who are behind these acts of harm online are so smart that they're using our humanness and weaponizing it against us. So, for example, let's imagine that you want to buy something online and you want to buy it from a well-known Irish supermarket. Let's call it Blunn's Blores.
OK.
But you have a typo in the way you spell Blunn's Blores.
Mm-hmm.
It then realizes what you're trying to do. And you know that helpful thing that comes up on Google sometimes of, are you trying to go to here?
Yeah.
And what happens is an ad will appear for the actual website you're trying to go to. But the hackers have anticipated your typos. They have taken over that ad space by buying up the Google AdWords so that it appears first and foremost when you make your typo. You click through going, geez, that's great. Now that's really handy after my typo. You get brought through to a fake website. It'll look legitimate until you get to the checkout page. You put in your credit card details for the items that you want to purchase. They get your card information. They get your money from that transaction and you get screwed over and you never get your products. So this is how it's working. They are anticipating mistakes. They are understanding and watching for popular outlets, popular Google searches. And then they are legitimately buying Google AdWords. And that way then people click into the first thing that appears on Google searches and then they're getting penalised for it.
Okay. And but if you're when you're in the website buying the things that you wanted to buy, do you think it is everything spelled correctly? Does it look every bit like...
They can clone websites.
Yeah.
So the example of that supermarket, that happened to me a few months ago.
Well, now there's definitely I'm going to throw my phone in the bin if it happened to you.
It did happen to me. And I only caught it at the very last second because for whatever reason, I looked up at the URL and I realised it wasn't a correct URL for this retailer that I was trying to buy from. Mm. And it was whatever drew my eye to the URL, I caught myself. But I had navigated my way through. I clicked through different kinds of jeans. Did I want blue jeans or black jeans? What size did I want? Did I want cropped or long leg? Whatever it was, I added them to my cart. And in that split second of looking at the URL, I saved myself from being targeted. But the people behind these scams, just because they're not based in Ireland, doesn't mean they're not watching what users in different parts of the world are doing. So they'll know popular websites. They'll know, for example, yesterday and today was Amazon Prime Day. They'll know a ton of people will have put Amazon into their Google search bar. Mm. Those small popular websites are targeted. There's a very famous example involving YouTube where they did the same thing. They bought the Google AdWords for Google, for YouTube, which is a Google product. People clicked through and instantly they were presented with this message that said, your device has been taken over. We are going to lock your device unless you call this number.
Yeah.
People were calling the number, being sent over to a call center in India. People were answering because these are sophisticated operations. People were answering saying, hello, Microsoft, how can we help? They were saying, OK, I can help you with that. What I need you to do is download TeamViewer, which is a piece of software that lets whoever is on the other end, it's kind of like a two-way conversation, but whoever's on the other end can see everything on your device. So if I talked you through how to download TeamViewer now,
yeah,
on my end, I've got a computer in front of me, you've got a computer in front of you. When I move my mouse, it'll appear on your screen. Mm. So I could click in to your emails and I could download your entire email contact list. I could go into your Google Chrome or whatever browser you use and I could copy and paste all of your credit card information. I could copy and paste your photos from your Google Photos. Anything that you have on your computer, I can do remotely. And this is what happened to a whole host of people from clicking on that YouTube scam ad at the top of the Google search results. So the advice, and I hate saying it because it sounds like I am Miss Doom and Gloom, but trust nothing. Click on nothing. Don't fall for it. We're seeing these ads now being placed on Facebook as well. So, you know, everyone is talking about AI. So I like you see these ads on Facebook now of, you know, this AI platform will, you know, make a funny video using your dog, or it'll save you time and work. You to go to click on it and it'll appear like a piece of software is downloading, but it's actually malware. So they're ingraining it into the script of the website that you click on when you think you're clicking on a legitimate website.
Mm. So, and no, that's a slightly different scam in the sense you've clicked on something, you mightn't even realise you've downloaded something.
Yeah.
And then does it get to work, or do you have to...
You have to run it.
Yeah.
So, and this is a really important point. So say if I click on something and something automatically downloads on my computer, and you're the way usually you get a pop-up saying your file is downloaded. It's only when you click on that that the software is run. So if you cop this happens and you don't do anything with it and you just delete it, in most instances, that is sufficient. It requires you to run the software essentially, or to open the file for it to be activated. But I just think that these sort of scams and operations are coming at us from every angle now. And it is, I do find myself very, very cautious when I am clicking on anything. And it's really hard, because as someone who likes testing out new platforms and new bits of software, or is just generally nosy online, you really have to think before you click.
Is there any way of telling, though?
So there's a few things you can do. I was having a play around earlier on, and like if you go onto Google, for example, if you search anything at all and it brings up website search results, you can right click on the website name before you actually click on it. If you right click on it and hit inspect, and different elements about the website. Now, you need to be a super nerd. This is like 7 levels above my pay grade and mental understanding. But it does bring up a bit of a report about the website, and you will quite literally see red flags and you'll see caution notices about a website.
Okay, that's something at least.
It is something at least. It's also worth doing what I did when I very last minute caught myself. Check the URL. If, you know, you're seeing stuff online and people are saying, oh, there's great discounts on this website, rather than clicking through a link, just type it into the browser. If it is a legitimate business, type in the www.whateverthewebsiteis.com. That way, then you're not being routed through any other source or whatever it might be. So again, it's putting the onus on you, the user, to be that bit more savvy and that bit more cautious when you are interacting online.
Yeah, no, because sometimes computers in here, sometimes a computer at home, you'll go to click on a website and then you get a sign saying this is unsafe.
Yeah.
Why doesn't that happen in the case of these websites?
Because there's a few different reasons. So the reason it happens here in work, for example, is because we have firewalls set up. So that's a security protocol that's been put in place. So we can't go on to gambling websites or certain websites that have just been point blank blocked by our technical team here.
Mm.
So that's a decision that's been made there. In other instances, if you're on public Wi-Fi and you try to go on a website, you sometimes might see that notification. And it's because the Wi-Fi isn't secure and the website you're trying to visit has your personal information or will require your personal information. So again, the technology is trying to protect you. The other instance is if a website is completely unsecure. So, you know, the little padlock symbol that you'll often see?
Yeah.
Or you'll see it as well in the URL with HTTPS. That S signifies security. So if the device or if the router via which you're trying to connect to that website deems it to be unsafe, it's taking the executive decision to protect you. But these hackers are ingraining the malicious code so deeply within the website, it's not always picked up. Also, we know that Google and Facebook and Meta and all of these other companies, they're using AI an awful lot of time. Do you remember the time we bought a gun from Facebook?
Yes, yeah.
And we learned quite a lot about the Meta ads process during that. And they told us that it's not humanly possible for a human being to go in and inspect every single ad that gets put up online.
Of course.
So they are using AI for quite a lot of it. And again, similar to when we bought the gun, the advertisers and the scammers are smart enough to not label or not have any red flags. They're ingraining the scam deep within the code. So even on second or third glance, it looks legit.
Oh my God. Someone wants to know, should we just ditch Google? Several other more secure and private search engines out there, or are there?
Yeah, well, look, that is something that comes up all the time. There are several other options out there. Like, the reality, it always comes back to that seesaw of convenience. Like, what are you willing to trade? For me, I like the convenience of Google. I like that it talks to all my Google things. I like just the layout of it. But if you do want to, you know, there's DuckDuckGo. There's a whole host of other browsers out there that do shout about security, but there's nothing on the internet, there's nothing connected to the internet that is 100% secure. And if anyone claims to be 100% secure, they're lying to you.
Yeah. So yeah, it says somebody who obviously knows these things. Do these hackers use HTTPS certificates? Obviously they do.
Yeah.
And if so, are their SSL certificates legit?
So it depends on whether, I think now again, I am not a Kodi person, which is the technical term.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know for sure, but I think it varies on when it is a cloned website versus when it is a scam website. I do think the integrity of the websites that are used varies based on the sophistication of the scammers at hand. You have, and you know, ChatGPT and all the rest has made it slightly easier for scammers. You know, it could be a kid sitting in their bedroom with ChatGPT writing up this code or dreaming up a website. And then you've got the more sophisticated groups that can clone websites down to the last full stop in a sentence. And so I think that's where the varying nature of the code comes into play.
Yeah. And is this the case that there's not like one, you know, huge criminal group, you know, headed up by Dr. Evil who's doing all this? It could be anyone doing it.
It could be anyone. And it's the same with the scam text messages, the phishing and the smishing and the scam calls. I got one just before I came in to talk to you now. It's such a lucrative industry that we are seeing. It's kind of like where tech was 15 years ago. Like, every Egypt wants to be a tech entrepreneur. Now every Egypt wants to be a scammer. And the thing is, people are falling for it and they're making money.
Is there any way to tell if an ad is real? I see ones on Facebook claiming to be the Irish Independent. Clicked into it. It looked like the Indo. It was only when I saw a weird story about Leo Varadkar that I knew it was a fake page.
Yeah.
Someone else wants to know, can such malware access your online banking through your phone?
No. So, look, if they clone, if they download something like TeamViewer, for example. So an example that I had on TikTok a few months ago, right? A woman contacted me because her phone line was down. She was expecting a call from Air. A person purporting to be from Air called her and said, look, we're going to sort out the issue that's there. But actually, I see that you're due a refund here. I'm going to send you an app. Will you just download it onto your phone? I'm going to talk you through it now. They talked her through it. They said the refund is going to go into your Revolut account. Send me your details there. So the woman with this app on her phone opened her Revolut, putting the PIN in, gave over the details, and rather than refunding money, wiped the Revolut account out. So there's no... they can't get into the app unless you let them into the app, but they are playing on trust, like urgency, your need or want for help. That's why they pretend to be banks or service providers. That's why they try and manipulate you. And I know people beat themselves up about it, but again, the sophistication here is bananas.
And a brass neck as well to ring up somebody and I'm trying to help you. As Mim in Cork says, I'm going to go back shopping in an actual shop now. The stress of getting scammed shopping online is way worse than the Cork traffic. Jess, thanks a million
Thank
as ever. Jess Kelly there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.